This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Some students from Yale University are setting up Connecticut's first bail fund. They're going to pay bail for low-income offenders who'd otherwise be stuck in jail on minor charges. New York City has at least two bail funds in the Bronx and Brooklyn. It's considering doing something citywide. Chicago and Massachusetts have charitable bail funds going as well. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour has that story.
For a lot of people accused of a crime, bail is their way out of jail. For others, it's the lock on the door keeping them in.
There's people sitting in jail right now because they cannot afford low bond.
Simone Seaver is a co-director of the Connecticut Bail Fund. Bonds of even a few hundred dollars can trap a low-income person in jail. Advocates say the problem extends far beyond Connecticut. Joshua Norkin is with the Legal Aid Society of New York.
You can walk into any single courtroom in any of the five boroughs, and anyone can see it.
He says people who can't afford bail suffer serious consequences without ever being convicted of anything.
You could lose your job. It could damage a relationship that you're in. It could have an impact on your housing situation.
It's essentially the criminalization of poverty.
Brett Davidson is another co-founder of the Connecticut Bail Fund.
People end up incarcerated because they can't afford bail, and that incentivizes people to take guilty plea bargains just to get out of pretrial detention, which essentially erases the presumption of innocence.
So the Connecticut Bail Fund will pay off small bonds, likely anything less than $3,000, for indigent people. Doing so doesn't appear to remove an incentive to show up to court. 96% of people helped by similar funds in the Bronx and Brooklyn make their court dates. Jeff Clayton is with the American Bail Coalition, an industry group for commercial bail providers.
I haven't seen it materialize into a threat to the existing bail industry. I mean, it seems to me that they are trying to serve a population that we either can't serve or won't serve.
The Connecticut Bail Fund's expected to start operating in September. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.